We bring in the head coach of the Stuttgart Ricebirds, Billy Elmore. Billy was on the sideline for that one, a friend of Bobby Bolding, and I know, Billy, it was tough for him after the game Saturday, but you can't discount the effort that his football team gave, could you?
No, I mean, they played hard. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals. You make it to the final game of the year, you're playing, you know, obviously one of the best teams, one of the best programs in the state, and, I mean, you know, you get beat. You know, right at the end. I mean, it's part of it. You know, I mean, that's just you know, his kids are seniors. They got to dictate, you know, when they finish their high school season. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. I mean, I know they wanted to win, but, man, there's only going to be one team win those games.
And, Billy, you make it here. You started the season here in the kickoff classic against Central Arkansas Christian, the first security 103.7 The Buzz and Arkansas Sports 360 kickoff classic. A win here. Your goal was to start the season here and end the season here. And after a win last Friday night, you get to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we kind of talked early in the year. I mean, we got the hot game on the hot sideline. You guys really didn't do us a huge favor on that deal.
It was all Akery's fault. It wasn't
mine. Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll go with that. But, yeah, we started the season off there, and we're real honored to be picked playing that game. And, you know, and then you get to looking at the playoff brackets when they come out. And then, of course, 4A, the 4A state championship is the last game of the season. So, you know, we've been kind of telling people that we'll turn the lights off and shut down the high school football season this year. But, I mean, it's just the last 2 weeks, man, the AAA, give them credit for great job with, man, if you love high school football, I mean, these last 2 weekends, Little Rock's place to be.
Yeah, definitely.
You look at your competition in the Ozark Hillbillies. What's the one thing that your team, you've told your team that you're, when you watch them on film, that you're going to have to take away from them?
Well, I don't know that you can take anything away from, because they run and throw, you know, both pretty well. You know, their defense, they're a solid football team. They do everything right. You know, they're the type that, you know, you can tell that they're well coached. They, you know, their kids play hard. It's, there's not one thing, and that's the thing that may be most dangerous about them, is that there's really not a superstar. There's not, you know, there's not a guy that you can point your finger at. I mean, they've got some very talented players, but there's several of them. Does that make sense? And it's, you know, so it's one of those things that you're not going to shut them down. You're just going to try to control them.
Yeah, keep them in front of you. Swarm for the ball, make tackles, don't turn the ball over. 100% agree with you. When you look at your team this year, what how much has the senior leadership helped your team, and what are you looking forward to most in this game?
Well, 19 seniors. We're not going to enjoy graduation this year, no matter what happens tomorrow night. I think that's what you got to go to. You know, we've got some kids that we've been pretty fortunate, and you know, ended up making some plays in some games when we had to. And you know, I mean, you look at the brackets, and boy, we, you know, before the playoffs started, you look at Murderer's Row, and we're able to come out of the bottom half of the 4A bracket. So, you know, I think when you do that, you have to go with some focus, and you have to go primarily with a group of seniors that, you know, they haven't been here before, but they know, I mean, basically since they've grown up hearing about the great Stuttgart teams of the past, and, you know, they kind of set it as a goal to leave their mark on that.
Billy Elmore, what is the atmosphere like in Stuttgart leading up to tomorrow night's championship game?
Man, if I have to go to one more pep rally, I don't know. We're kind of pep rallied out. We've had them at every campus, and you know, it's real neat because our kids, it's like we have one school, you know, and it's a bigger school with a smaller school atmosphere this week. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. You know, you go to our elementary schools and our middle schools, and kids are just going bananas. And, you know, our parents are going crazy. I mean, the whole town is really behind it. And it is neat. It's special. You know, I know they've been pre-selling tickets, and they've sold tons. We won last Friday night, and I think by Monday they'd sold like 1,000 T-shirts. Or, you know, say like Fear the Flock and the Rock or something like that. So, I mean, that's kind of that kind of tells you, you know, what's going on and how excited people are.
Yeah, with with all that, how do you, before your last speech, you'll give the team, how do you tell them to stay in the moment? And what's the last thing you're going to tell your team before you go out there?
Well, I'm not a big pregame speech guy. It's more, we've told them all week. We tell them Monday when we started working on Ozark, and I give them a plan of what's going on for the week. It's let's have fun when we're supposed to have fun, and today at 2:30, let's focus on our job, our task at hand, to practice. After practice, let's have a little fun. Let's go watch the 2A game. Take some of the pressure off, but for those 2 hours or whatever, whatever time we're practicing, then let's be focused and let's be here. So, our guys have a chance. They've known it. We've talked about it all year to hang a banner. And when you hang a banner in Stuttgart, because we don't hang runner-up banners. We don't hang conference championship banners. And that's you have a chance to make yourself. In this town, you become a legend if you can do that, and that's something that we've spent some time talking about, and that's been our goal all year, and we really haven't tried to hide that, so hopefully we can do it one more time.
Billy, keys offensively and defensively for the Rice Birds tomorrow night, what are they?
Well, here come the cliches. Are you ready? Okay,
we've
got to take care of the football. We've got to limit their opportunities on defense. We do have to take care of the football. Got to be able to establish a running game. That's what we do, and then we play action off of it sometimes. But every week when you get this late, everybody's good, and it comes down to a situation where somebody's going to make the play or somebody's going to miss a play, and turn the ball over, and it'll happen in the fourth quarter. And hopefully, we won't do that. And defensively, we just got to limit what they can do and just not give them free rein to do whatever they want to do.
Matt, I call this the all-mascot championship final. The Hillbillies and the Rice Birds. I think they're only one of each, and they're here
in
Arkansas.
Nice. Very nice. Coach, well, congratulations to you and your team for being there, and good luck to y'all.
Hey, you were playing those cut-ins from when you were a Razorback. I spent the longest week of my life one night at Fort Smith Northside, your senior year. I was coaching defense at Greenwood, and I think that was your Northside debut that night.
Yeah, first game, yeah. That was I don't think y'all lost the game the rest of the year, though, huh?
Do what now?
Yeah, I don't believe y'all lost the game the rest of the year, and y'all won the state title.
We ended up winning it that year. But
now, maybe you can tell me something. On that punt return, did y'all only have 10 players on the field?
Man, I think we had 13 of them out there.
You had 13, I hear you.
Hey, he picks it up. And I think he licked both fingers before he picked it up, looked at our defense, looked down the field. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick this up. And Matt Jones, runs it into the end zone, drops the ball in the end zone, and turns around and walks to the north side sideline. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was a touchdown.
Of course, it made me feel better when
football.
He did it to Ole Miss the next year in overtime.
Right. Hey, Billy, my question is, how many gray hairs did you give you way back then when you were having to worry about him?
Honestly, Brad Boulding and I were coaching defense at Greenwood at that time. And we're watching them, we're scouting them, they were playing at Jinx or Tulsa Union in a scrimmage. And we walk in, and they're running an option or something. And I turn around and look at Brad. I said, they're playing a game we don't know anything about. And the speed out there, I think it was Jinx. And I was like, man, this is legit. But, yeah, we had some gray hairs trying to figure out how to defend the option.
Well, Billy, good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you here at One Memorial Stadium.
Hey, I appreciate it. We'll be there.